Shalom, and welcome to the Shofar Ministries program. This is Dan with my lovely and beautiful wife and Bible teacher, Reverend Sheila Crawford.
Well, ta-da, my dear, and shalom to all. As always, we pray you will be blessed by tonight's program, for we will exegete Matthew 24 in context. But first, let's give glory to God.
Abba, Father, our true desire is to glorify you through our servanthood, our ministry of teaching to the body of Christ. May we push through the darkness that envelops us as we plea for merciful favor over our unsaved loved ones. And these special recent requests, and may we be a beacon of light to all those around us as we patiently and anxiously await your coming kingdom. We pray this in Yeshua's name. Yeshua HaMashiach, amen.
Amen.
Well, big news. FBI raided Trump's home.
Yes, at Mar-a-Lago, looking for anything that can be used to stop him from running for president.
As we have stated many times that they would.
A lot depends on what happens in November, but even that will be tampered with, I am sure. And they are already saying that monkeypox can spread more easily, and not just in the gay communities.
Mail-in voting is a sure thing coming.
And we now know the real reason Nancy Pelosi went to Asia, in spite of all her warnings. She basically snuck her son, Paul Jr., along on our dime, which she tried to hide, for he was not listed on the travel list.
I guess he's competing with Hunter.
Some foreign reporters had him in photos that they had taken. As well, in Taiwan, his name was mentioned when introducing the VIPs at this important meeting. But later, Nancy had that part removed from the transcripts.
Well, that's telling.
He has a shady past, even going to Ukraine a few years back, as did John Kerry's son.
And Mitt Romney's son, too.
Oh, yeah, right. Remember, spouses have to disclose business deals and stock trading, but children do not. Currently, Paul Jr. is on the payroll of two lithium mining companies, and Asia just happens to be a lithium gold mine, with Taiwan being the leader in lithium battery production.
And makes 90% of all semiconductors.
Yes. And Paul is also heavily invested in Singapore's energy sector, where they also went.
And don't forget South Korea.
Right. They went there, too, where Paul's company struck up an EV deal.
As in electric cars?
Yeah. That, by the way, they are pushing on us, knowing the average person cannot afford them.
And they know that.
It's part of the globalist agenda and the New World Order, which is why we are drawing attention to it, because it means we're leaving soon. Probably not this year, but maybe next year, and certainly by 2025, for a lot of reasons.
That we will cover a lot.
You think?
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, I could go on and on about Paul, but time is limited, and we will be writing about it in our next newsletter.
Yeah, but he is under many investigations.
That I'm sure he'll buy his way out of, but one is for scamming the sick and gullible elderly, and another for a crypto scam. And by the way, his ex-girlfriend, who was born in Taiwan, is suing him for theft and threats on her life. So let's move on.
Israel dealt with some major attacks last week.
Yes, and over the 9th of Av. from the Iranian-backed terrorist group called the Palestinian Islamic Jihad. But finally, a ceasefire went into effect Sunday night with restrictions lifted yesterday. The residents are free to move away from shelters. Roads were reopened. Wisely, Israel held out and rejected all of the jihad's demands for a ceasefire, who, by the way, had aimed some 1,100 rockets from Gaza, but around 200 of them fell short, hitting their own people. And the Iron Dome, Israel's defense system, scored a 96% interception rate against the remainder. In return, the IDF conducted airstrikes on about 170 of the jihad's locations.
And assassinated some senior officials.
Yes, four of them.
And Biden got his inflation bill passed.
Mm. He did. And I think that's because he bribed Manchin and Sinema, who finally sold out.
Well, they are all Democrats as well.
After all, yes.
Uh-huh.
Good point, but I thought they were the only two sensible moderates.
We thought wrong.
Well, we did this time. Uh-huh. The Dems say it will lower inflation, where the Republicans say it will go up. And I believe the Republicans in this instance. And there's a lot of pork, by the way, but what we really need to be aware of is they are about to sick on us over 80,000 more IRS hounds to go after the middle class.
And now most will be armed when coming to your door.
And the rich don't care. They already have accurate accountants.
And if they find a mistake, you will be fined.
As well, they say they are only raising taxes on big corporations who already use the many loopholes to pay little taxes. And what they have to pay will just increase prices to the consumers. And then there's the $7,000 stipend toward an electric car.
Which will only help the rich.
Mm-hmm, right. Because most of us can't afford it even with their offer. Their agenda is to keep the little guy having less and the rich more affluent. Therefore, having only two main classes of people, the rich elite and the laborers.
Also called Marxism.
Or in its proper terms, the bourgeoisie and the proletariat. Anyhow, the Green New Deal has scored points on this round.
However, everything is proceeding as we thought it would.
Yes. Bitter, but oh so sweet, Revelation 10. And lastly, tonight we'll talk about wars and rumors of wars as we watch China really ramping up their game as we hold our breath to see what they will do about Taiwan.
It better be just a rumor.
Well, let's pray so.
Okay. We welcome your comments. And you can send your end time questions by email to Sheila@shofarministries.net or call the office. And be sure to leave a detailed message to 440-834-9006. Also, by regular mail to Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. And to help us stay on the air, your love offerings are needed and are very much appreciated. And we will include you in our mailings of news, updates, and biblical teachings. You can also donate on our webpage, shofarministries.net, where all the past radio and instructional newsletters are archived for your added learning.
Okay. Tonight we are going to begin a series on Matthew 24 because it is very much applies today to our generation.
Yes, it does.
Now, we will read it verse by verse because we love teaching in context, which is proper hermeneutics.
In the big words tonight. So, let's begin.
Okay. At the end of Matthew 23, we see Jesus lamenting over Jerusalem because they obviously had not learned from their prophets. In fact, some were killed, according to Jesus, in verse 37, and we read it also in 1 Kings 19.
They would have killed Elijah had God not raptured him.
Yes, as he will us. Therefore, upon Christ's arrival, the Jews as a whole remained in disbelief of who he was.
And so he grieved for them.
Now with that background, are we seeing history repeat itself? We have the prophets and all the many signs, yet some say we can't know, even approximately, when he'll return.
Oh, yes, we can.
And we should, by recognizing the many signs he has so freely given his church. But today, only a remnant in the Church of Philadelphia really gets it.
Yeah, not the mainline churches that Jesus called Sardis.
Nor the Catholic Church Jesus calls Thyatira, and certainly not the lukewarm church at Laodicea. By the way, you can read about all the churches laid out prophetically, chronologically, in Revelation 2 and 3. And in January of back in 2014, we did a four-week study still up on our radio archives on our webpage. Anyhow, we are that last generation, no doubt in my mind. So, let's read Matthew 24, verses 1 and 2.
Then Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came up to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said to them, "Do you not see all these things? Assuredly, I say to you, not one stone shall be left here upon another that shall not be thrown down."
Of course, he was prophesying, which literally came true in 70 AD when the Roman army burned to the ground their glorious temple. Then Josephus, the historian, wrote that after a short while, the Romans returned to retrieve all the gold that had melted from the temple, and they actually pulled apart and scraped each stone brick to retrieve all the gold, and then thrown down over the wall.
So the prophecy was fulfilled to the letter.
Not one stone was left upon another. So it was not just a figure of speech or symbolic, as some will tell you.
No, it was literal.
As is most of Scripture. Always take it literal first.
Yeah, and then you look for the typology it represents.
Now in verse 3, we will see that they then walked up the Mount of Olives just across the Kidron Valley. It's a spectacular view of the temple area. Been there four times, and it is breathtaking. Knowing that we were standing where Jesus stood. So it's here the disciples are asking him, when will be the end of this age and his coming? Now, by this time, they know he's not going to be king, but that he will be returning, and they want to know when and what signs to look for. Please read verses 3, 4, and 5.
Now, as he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, "Tell us, when will these things be, and what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?" And Jesus answered and said to them, "Take heed that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am the Christ,' and will deceive many."
So the first major sign is great deception. Well, obviously, there has always been deception. That's who Satan is. But at the end of days, it will be more evident and on a much greater scale. And there are a couple ways to interpret this. Since the word Christ means anointed, and many claim to be anointed, but most are not. And people can say they carry the name of Christ. In other words, yes, I am a Christian and have the anointing, but many are wolves in sheep's clothing. Or many will say they are Christians and claim to have his name, but Jesus is not Lord over their lives, as in many politicians and even ministers, etc.
But the real fruits are lacking.
Some will even go as far as declaring they are the actual Christ, the Messiah. Even the Pope, who has a crown that says in Latin that he is the Son of God on earth, Vicarius Filii Dei. What's remarkable is that in Roman numerals, it equals 666. And only Hebrew, Greek, and Latin, the official Roman language, have numbers attached to each letter. I've taught on this many times, but you should still do your own research.
Yeah, you have a newsletter that details this archive on our webpage, dated April 2016.
Hmm. Now, in the rest of Matthew 24, we see Jesus summarizing the tribulation and begins by previewing the six seal judgments of Revelation 6. But as you are fully aware, we are already seeing the Braxton Hicks contractions.
Some call it false labor.
Yes, just prior to the real labor pains that soon follow. Throughout Scripture, Jacob's trouble, we refer to it as the tribulation, is compared to birth pangs coming as a woman in labor. Read 1 Thessalonians 5:3 when you get a chance.
Giving birth to what?
The spiritual birth of the whole house of Israel and the new birth of Christ's kingdom on earth. And we know that a pregnant woman can have foreshadowing labor, sort of mini contractions, before the real deal begins.
Braxton Hicks contractions.
Mm-hmm. Through the years, we have experienced some of these signs sporadically from time to time, but today we are seeing an increase in all the signs going on somewhere, all at the same time. Verse 6.
And you will hear wars and rumors of wars.
Many wars are going on, as in Ukraine, many military conflicts, terrorist attacks, or rumors of a possible war soon to break out, as in China over Taiwan. Or some are hearing rumors that China will even take over America.
Hopefully that is just a rumor.
Israel's bombing Iranian strongholds in Syria and retaliating in Gaza, Yemen, shooting missiles into Saudi Arabia, ships in the East China Sea and the South China Sea, Ethiopia and Sudan, and then there's North Korea, always a threat, and many rumors.
And it's worse since President Trump is gone.
Although there are those that believe North Korea is just a puppet of the globalists to start a war when needed, as in the Korean War. It is a known fact the Freemasons have written that they need three world wars. And I know that both world wars were purposely started by using a false flag.
Yeah, we have detailed that too on previous programs.
Maybe if you haven't already, research false flags in more detail. But they happen all the time throughout history. Way back, even in early Roman days, they would start fires so to blame it on the Christians. Again, a tactic very often used by the enemy.
Well, it's really his M.O.
Yeah. Okay, continuing in verse 6 and 7.
See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation...
That's the word ethnos.
Will rise against nation.
In other words, ethnics against ethnics, civil race wars, or people against people, as in our lawlessness.
And kingdom against kingdom.
This just means countries. They were once all called kingdoms, and we still have some, like the royal monarchy of Saudi Arabia, United Kingdom, Monaco, the Emirates, and also the Vatican, who was called Papa or Pope, but thought of as king and acts as a king, and he's bowed down to, kissing his ring, etc. By the way, Scripture says the Antichrist will be dividing the world into 10 kingdoms that he will rule over. Please continue in verse 7.
And there will be famines.
Estimated 25 million people that are starving today, with 854 million said to be undernourished.
Pestilence.
This is one we are very familiar with. Every day almost, they are finding another stronger bacteria that are resistant to antibiotics, or another virus that we need a vaccine for. And watch that monkeypox virus gain strength.
Yes, in time for the, just in time for the midterms.
Oh, so sorry you will have to mail in your vote. Again, we are witnessing only foreshadows. It'll be much worse during the tribulation.
and earthquakes in various places.
These are now off the charts, occurring all over the world on a daily basis, even in unusual places, and volcanoes, too, are increasing.
All these are the beginning of sorrows.
Referring to Revelation 6, the sealed judgments, the early part of the tribulation, the beginning of it all, and we are seeing the false labor, you and me, first, until the rapture in Revelation 4, then Jesus will open the scroll in Revelation 5, and Revelation 6 begins with the Antichrist appearing on a white horse.
Or a white vehicle with horsepower.
Meaning a good guy with all the right answers to the turmoil that is happening. Okay, verses 9 through 12.
Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you. And you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then many will be offended, will betray one another, and will hate one another. Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. And because lawlessness will abound, and the love of many will grow cold.
And that's agape love, the deepest kind of love. Have you noticed how the unsaved seem to be meaner and less tolerant of others? It's the god of humanism. Me, myself, and I take center stage. All others come second.
Which is why abortion has skyrocketed.
Jesus says love others more than ourselves. Verse 13.
But he who endures to the end shall be saved.
Now that's a tall order, but they are called the tribulation saints, or those who endure spiritually and don't give in to the torture. Many are killed and then join the group of martyrs whose spirits and souls are waiting under the altar in heaven safely till the tribulation is over, and then get their new immortal bodies and will return with us and Jesus to earth to set up his kingdom. That's why the word for saved here in the Greek is 4982, sozo, meaning not just salvation, but also denotes waiting in a safe place, as the 144,000 will be sealed and unharmed, while the Messianic Jews will also be waiting in a safe place when they flee the Antichrist.
At the midpoint of the trib.
Yes, and we'll read that in verse 16 next week. But by the way, the tribulation saints nor the 144,000 of Revelation 7 cannot be the bride, because we have left to have our wedding under the hoopah of heaven. But rather, they'll both be a separate group who will be in the kingdom, each with different callings. We will rule and reign, but the tribulation saints will have more of a serving role.
And we have scripture to support this.
We do. But let's first look at the scriptural function of the bride. Actually, his wife by this time, so says Revelation 19:7. We read in Revelation 5, 9, and 10 that we are in heaven then, and we see Jesus take the scroll containing the sealed judgments. And then we sing a new song using these words.
And they sang a new song saying, "You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals. For you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation. And you have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth."
That's right. We will reign with Jesus Christ. And we'll finish this, of course, next week. And until then, let me leave you with the Aaronic blessing. The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. So until next time, Sha'alu Shalom Yerushalayim. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Those who love her shall prosper in many different ways. That's Psalm 122, verse 6. Please memorize that. Till next time, Shalom.
Shalom.
Thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.